Hey guys, I wanted to let you know that this podcast this week is actually the Healing in Hot Cocoa virtual session that we did Monday night on the 18th. It was probably like an hour before the Healing in Hot Cocoa, and just the energy of Monday and the energy of the end of the year and a lot of the people that I talked to, it really felt like everybody needed a little bit of this. So chances are, if you're here at this episode, you're meant to move through this meditative journey with me. We talk a little bit in the beginning about growth and healing and what that looks like. We have a visual journey, and then we discuss a little bit of stuff at the end. So I invite you to grab a warm cup of hot cocoa or tea or coffee. Take a moment, allow yourself to move through this session, and share with me what you experience at the end. And if you're unable to dedicate to listening fully to the session now, that's okay. You can come back later or listen casually. As always, be safe if you're moving heavy machinery or driving in a vehicle, to stay mindful and aware. Okay, on to the episode. Record to this. I love that lady. Recording in progress. Okay, so thank you all for being here. Thank you to those who are listening on the podcast. This is an example of the Healing in Hot Cocoa that we've been doing through December. We did one last week in person, and the conversation actually became a very powerful conversation about grief and healing and what that looks like, and how sometimes part of our healing process isn't always the beautiful, joyful part of it. And we have to sometimes make space for those more shadowy emotions. But what I love about today's portion is it's very similar, and we're going to take a very similar outline with our meditation, with the idea of welcoming what we feel is healing for us into the session. But I wanted to share some notes that I wrote down before we got started about growth. I actually drew a card from the Soul's Journey deck by James Van Praagh. I have a tendency to use a collection of decks to spark thoughts and intuition and different things. And the one that came up is actually growth. I love the yellow in this card. I love the empowerment in this card. But I also love what it had to say in the tagline. And it says, I want to expand my consciousness and my awareness. And I think that sometimes that's one thing about healing, is it feels like growth and healing at times feel like opposite ends of the spectrum. It feels like if I'm growing, it feels like a different emotion than healing. It feels like a different energy than healing. It's like growing takes work. It takes tenacity. It takes consistency. You know, they're more active energies and notions. Whereas healing feels more restful. It feels more quiet. It feels more contemplated. It feels like we are like wrapping yourself in a warm blanket and or sitting in a warm bath. And that feels different than growth. Like, why are these two paired together? We do one or we do the other. However, I would challenge that healing is absolutely a part of growth. Let me check in the chat. Yellow sunshine on this gloomy day. Everything is going to be okay. I love that. Yes, the yellow of the card definitely honors that notion that sun is coming. And actually, we pulled a card on Facebook Live before we did this, and that also had that bright diamond yellow orange color. So that notion that healing is a part of growth. We get to rest, we get to heal, and we get to receive along our journey of growth. And when they feel like opposites, when we feel like I want to grow, I want to be here, I want to do this, I want to grow into that space, and we feel like healing is slowing us down with that, it's almost like that's when we need that healing the most. That's when we need that pause, we need to breathe, and we need to reflect. And when we're thrown curveballs in life, because it feels like this December, everybody is getting thrown one or two curveballs of some sort. So when we're thrown these curveballs in life and we feel like everything's coming at us, sometimes it feels like it's running away with us. And those are the times when it's almost most important to pause, breathe, and reflect, to witness our whole self. When we can pause and we can witness our whole self, and we can allow ourselves to experience all the feels, and then reflect on everything we're experiencing, what we're learning from these experiences, what we're learning from these emotions, and asking ourselves what these situations are bringing into our life. What are we meant to learn from these situations? What are we meant to receive from these situations? And sometimes, and some of them are pretty big and they're pretty hefty, and it's really hard to be like, I don't want to know what I'm learning from this situation. I just want it to go away. And that's part of how we heal through it. And that's actually where healing and growth start to join together. When we can reflect on what this situation has brought to our life and what we can learn. And we can shift those energies from, I don't want to be in this, I just want it to go away, to, okay, I'm here for a reason. What can I learn? And then we can pull those lessons from it, let it go, and take the lessons moving forward and leave the shadowy, yucky energy behind. Does that make sense? Oh, I didn't even ask in the beginning, what's everybody drinking for their hot cocoa? So one big step of growth and healing is the pause, breathe, and witness. And that's one of the things that we're going to do with our meditation today, is we are going to pause, breathe, and witness our body. We're going to witness our emotions, and we're going to witness the patterns within our mind. That's going to allow this hamster wheeler, or this runaway train that we feel like we're on this time of year, to slow down and to anchor us into this moment a little bit. And then once we pause and we reflect and we witness where we are now, then we're going to welcome a healing energy to wash through us. Before we get into the meditation portion, one thing that I would encourage everybody to do is to take a minute and reflect on what you feel would offer you healing today. Now, as we approach the end of the year, what is one or two emotion words that you feel would offer you healing today? And we're going to give it just a minute for people to take a moment to contemplate through the process. And there is no wrong answer. I feel like healing comes in many forms. And one thing that I want to offer as we move through the meditation is, if you start off with the notion that healing looks a certain way for you, say the notions that you're thinking now are compassion or love or self-worth or forgiveness, whatever, and that's what your meditation starts off with, yet something else comes in underneath it, that's okay. You're not doing it wrong. That's on purpose. Chances are they work together. Just like we talked about growth and healing in the beginning, feeling like they're opposites, and how as we slow down and we allow that healing process, that can actually help pair with that growth. So sometimes when we start with one notion of healing and another concept comes in underneath it, that helps us, they're working together to get us there. So when you're moving through your meditation, be your own best witness, be your own best friend. Just witness what you feel, what you see, what you know. And if you're not a big meditator, that's okay. If you find yourself journaling through the whole session, that's okay. Journal away. If you find yourself having to get up and move, or you find yourself needing something to fidget with, that's okay. We'll use words like imagine, see, feel, know, so you can follow through with whatever, however you experience the energies. Any questions or thoughts before we move forward? Alrighty. So what we'll do is we'll have you take a nice deep cleansing breath and allow yourself to get settled into your space. For those that are listening to the recording, please do so safely. Do not listen in a car while you're operating heavy machinery. Allow yourself to settle in. Taking a breath. Bring in your mind into this moment. Allow your breath to anchor deep into your belly. Expanding your belly and your chest as you inhale. And letting all of the air move out of your lungs as you exhale. If you have a nice warm cup of hot cocoa or a warm beverage, you can hold that in your hands. Allowing your breath to settle into a nice natural rhythm. Feeling the cup in your hands, the warmth of your beverage. Or imagining what a warm beverage would feel like. As you breathe smoothly and comfortably, allowing the rhythm of your inhale and exhale to stretch out and deepen. Allow your body and mind to rest and to settle in. Giving your legs and your feet permission to relax and to melt. Releasing the tension and stress. As you move your awareness up further to your lower back and your lower belly and everywhere in between, allow your breath to give you permission to release the tension, letting the stress melt away in those areas. witnessing what you feel physically as you settle in. Allowing and recognizing any emotions that come up. Then we're going to move your awareness further up your body to the core of your body in the middle of your back. Letting the stress and tension melt away in those areas. Recognizing where you feel it most. Giving it permission to relax. And we're going to move your awareness further up your body to your chest and your upper back and your shoulders. As you breathe smoothly and comfortably, we're going to let that tension melt away. Feeling free to take a nice deep cleansing breath up here if you need to. Be aware as we move through your heart and as we shift the awareness up to your head, not only be aware of the physical sensations, but the emotional sensations. And as you become aware of your mind, your forehead, your neck, your jaw. And as you breathe comfortably, allowing the stress to melt away. I want you to be aware of the thoughts that have carried your mind away. Be aware of the emotions. That have been washing through you over the past week or month. trusting that now is not a time to judge, but to simply witness. Witnessing what we see, what we feel, and what we know. Knowing that if you can't name it with a word, you can imagine what it would look like. What colors and textures the emotions would be. Now that you have allowed your body to settle, allowing some of the stress to melt away, I want you to think back to what healing looked like and felt like for you today. When we talked in the beginning about what healing would be for you as we move through the end of the year. Bring those thoughts, bring those words to your mind. Give yourself permission to receive these energies, to receive these words or these thoughts. Receive this healing energy. Imagine what it would look like and what it would feel like. What colors and textures it would be. Imagine what it would feel like as you welcome this healing energy through you. Would it feel like warm cocoa washing through you? Or like a cool mist hitting your face on a hot day? Maybe like the sun rays shining down on you. Or a warm glow from inside. Maybe this healing is a gift that somebody else offers you. Where do you feel this healing in your body most? Is there an area that it washes over or heads too quickly? Invite in this energy. Maybe there are words or affirmations that roll through your mind. Allow yourself to ask, what am I meant to learn from these notions? What messages are available for you today? Asking what ways you can support this healing within your day-to-day life. Allowing yourself to connect with one step that you can take tonight or tomorrow to welcome this healing into your life. as we move a bit closer to the end of our meditation. I want you to celebrate the possibilities of this healing within your life already. Celebrate the seeds of potential that are currently planted in your day-to-day process that welcome these energies into your life, into your mind, and into your body. And I want you to allow your breath to deepen a little bit. Allowing your body to receive more air. As you inhale, releasing the excess as you exhale. Slowly bringing your thoughts and sensations back to your body and to this moment. Bringing your awareness back to the space that we started this journey in. As you bring yourself back into the present moment, allowing your eyes to open if they were closed, take a moment to feel your feet on the ground. Look around and connect with one or two things within the space around you that maybe you didn't notice when you started. Grounding yourself back into this moment. And I invite everybody as they come back into the present moment to take a moment and connect with one thing that they want to take from this meditation moving forward. And if they have one, connect with one step they can take to welcome this healing energy into their life. And while everybody's doing that, I have a few things I would like to share. And then we'll be open for other people sharing if they would like. When we first started out the meditation, for those that are maybe not familiar with some of the ways that I experience energies is often I will experience them by visualizing colors. To me, I feel like colors are a tangible concept that we can all readily pull to our mind. So often certain colors honor certain intentions and certain emotions and certain energies. And as we were allowing our body to release and to settle, one of the main colors that came to mind was the notion of pink. And it felt like from our heart and our shoulders and our upper back, when we were there, it felt like we were washed with pink and it felt like that pink always honors self-love. It honors that notion of care for self. And how are you caring for yourself as you move through this time, as you move through the end of the year and have some of these things come up that are looking to be released and addressed? How can you care for yourself through that process? And even if it's all amazing, beautiful holiday stuff, you still get to care for yourself through that process. So that's what that pink felt like it was reminding us today. That reminder of caring for what we need energetically as we move forward. And it felt like it was important for us within the meditative journey, as well as we move forward over the next couple weeks, it feels like it's important for us to understand that now is not the time to judge, but now is the time to breathe, pause, and witness. Allowing yourself to witness what we feel, what we see, and what we know. And it feels almost as if as we witness, now is the time for us to witness. It's almost like we're collecting data, collecting experiences. And then when we shift into the new year, it feels like that's when we address things. That's when we move into new ideas. That's when we shift things. Right now is just the time where we're, honestly, it's going to sound odd, but it feels like the visual of now is when we go to the grocery store and we get the items that we need to make what we're going to make later. So it's not like we're building the recipe. We don't have to know how to make things work together right now. We just need to witness what we have at hand to work with down the road, if that makes sense. And one of the other notions, I pulled two cards as we were moving through the healing portion of our session. And I pulled it from the Spirit Junkie deck by Gabriel Bernstein. Love her deck. These are great decks also for journaling prompts. So if you have, if you're a journaler or you like to voice memo your journal, shuffling up a deck, spreading them out, pulling a card out, and then just sharing what you feel, what you see, what you know, really can help to get your thoughts rolling. So just a little journaling tip there for you. But the first one I share that I pulled is, I can expand time when I'm inspired. That was the first one. I love the notion of the person in here is holding that light. That light can represent that healing that we were talking about. And it feels like she's holding it, caring for it, allowing herself to nurture that energy. And we've got the stars that honor that possibility that surrounds that energy, the possibilities that that healing brings in. But the thing that stuck out most for this is that we get to be inspired and we get to allow new innovative ways of thinking and doing things. So instead of relying on the same old pattern and the same old ways, we get to allow ourselves to invent new ways, to invite in new ways of doing things. And it doesn't have to be all at once. Small steps. Small steps into new ways feel like a really great way to help us move forward and lean into healing away from old patterns that no longer serve us. Healing away from that same old process that we get sucked in all the time. One step at a time makes a bigger change and a big, giant leap all at once. Allow your environment to inspire you was also one of the things that felt like this reminded us of. That notion that when you connect with the intention of what your healing looks like, so maybe you felt like your healing, what helped you heal this time of year is love or compassion or to nurture your worth. Allow your environment around you to influence that intention. Maybe you draw the words on a piece of paper in an artistic manner and you hang it on your wall. Maybe you have music that inspires those healing intentions. There's a lot of healing music that sits at a certain hertz level that can inspire certain energies and certain emotions, and it can help to balance out our chakras. So I encourage you to explore that. Maybe the color that you imagined is a color that you wear, or that you hang on your wall, or that you go buy a blanket that you can wrap yourself in that color at the end of the day, with the intention of wrapping yourself in that healing. That invites in the intentions of that energy into your environment. So it doesn't have to be just something that we're doing in our head or that we're trying to do in our heart. It gets to be something that we invite into our environment around us. And all of those little things serve as a reminder of how we want to move forward, how we want to heal and grow moving forward. And then I pulled another card, and I love that it looked like that it was a little reindeer. Perfect for this week, right? Excuse me. And it says, when I move my body, I feel empowered, cleansed, and strong. A reminder that as we move through these energies, as we start to heal and release these energies, it's important for us to move our bodies, because our bodies can store energies. So we don't want to let that energy sit stale in our body. Just as like we don't want to let the energy sit stale in our mind or in our heart. We want to allow ourselves, by moving, by walking outside, by dancing, by swaying, by doing yoga, things like that can help to clear our energy. And it's almost as if it washes us clean, clears our mind, and renews our energy, giving us more vitality to move through this healing process. As we round the bend of the more shadowy portion of the healing into the more vibrant new energy of the new year. So those were my notions. Those were the thoughts and ideas that came up for me within this meditation portion. I would love to hear what everybody else felt, what everybody else thought. This is the portion where I will turn off the recording. And I encourage anybody that's listening on a podcast to reach out to me and share with me your experiences. We heal and grow together by sharing our experiences out loud. And there are no wrong answers. So, very cool. Hey, thanks for stopping by the Unique Beauty in Meditation podcast. I'm Karen Slack. I am an energy working empathic intuitive with a passion for guided meditation, as well as I love to explore self-care and how that looks for all of us as individuals. As a reminder that any of the tips, tricks, or ideas shared in these podcasts are brought to you through compassion and through training or coursework and experience that we've had and are meant for spiritual entertainment and enlightenment purposes only. Please, if you have any physical or mental health conditions, please seek a physical or mental health professional.